Those Angry Days, Roosevelt, Lindbergh, and America's Fight Over World War II, 1939-1941, by Lynn Olson, narrated by Robert Fass. Copyright 2013 by Lynn Olson. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Though historians have dealt with the policy issues, justice has not been done to the searing personal impact of those angry days. Arthur M. Schlesinger, Jr. In a democracy, a politician is supposed to keep his ear to the ground. He is also supposed to look after the national welfare and to attempt to educate the people when, in his opinion, they are off base. John F. Kennedy. You can always count on Americans to do the right thing after they've tried everything else. Winston Churchill. Introduction. On a soft April morning in 1939, Charles Lindbergh was summoned to the White House to meet President Franklin D. Roosevelt, arguably the only person in America who equaled him in fame. The images of the two men had been indelibly impressed on the nation's consciousness for years. Lindbergh, whose solo flight across the Atlantic in 1927 had mesmerized and inspired his countrymen, and Roosevelt, whose energetic, confident leadership had helped jolt the depression-mired America back to life. When Lindbergh was ushered into the Oval Office,